Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We got so many things. I shall start with this woman. I read this in the news and was like, oh my goodness. Because this woman goes to the hospital. She's like, I think it's time. And the hospital's like, yeah, I don't think so. Come back when your contractions get a little more intense. She's like, it feels like it's coming. They're like, no, you'll be all right. Come on back. So she goes home, has a baby in her bathtub.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they drove the 25 minutes home. But she was like, we can't get back to the hospital. So they got home and they got in the bathtub, and there you go. The firefighters, and they all got, and the baby's healthy. But she was like, I feel, and they're like, nah, you go back home. We'll see you tomorrow. And they had the baby in the bathtub.
Wow.
She said, if I could do it again, I would just sat in the waiting room and not left. We would have pitched a tent. We would have started a fire. We would have just straight up camped instead of going home. Saw that this morning. Luckily, they got home, and luckily, the baby was healthy, and it sounds like it came pretty quick, too, which is great. Hard to have a 9-hour birth, I bet, if you're just at home in the bathtub. And do you turn any water on, or you just have it in there? And isn't that uncomfortable getting in the bath? I get it, because there's a lot of water coming out. But the bathtub's tough.
I don't know. Some people have babies in tubs.
But with water, though, right?
Yeah, with water.
If it's planned.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if she was wanting to do that with water or just looking for a place that was easy to clean.
I bet that.
Yeah.
I bet that.
Smart, actually.
Isolated it all right there.
Like, glad everybody's here. We got, hopefully, Ryan Hurd comes up in a little bit. He has a song, To a T, that's real good. Thomas Rhett, or TR as his friends call him. He should be on later this morning, too. I gotta tell you, I wake up in the morning and I've been doing this keto for 6 days now. Keto-ish. I did slip once. And not on purpose. Mike D has apples every day that he eats. And just I was just like, hey, I just ate an apple. And I was like, no, I'm not keto.
Definitely not keto.
But, and Raymundo, our audio guy's on keto. Dude, you just feel so much like your belly just goes.
Yeah, it's that. And they say you can also think better. Your thoughts are going to be really, they come to you very, very quickly.
You have more clarity.
Mm-hmm. No cloud.
I don't know that that's happening to me yet, but I can feel it in my belly just not feeling like, I would love to have carbs and sugar. And I don't think I'm doing it exactly right, but I'm really following the basic rails of keto. And it's not a thing that I'm going to do forever. I don't even know that it's healthy. I'm not recommending it, but I'm telling you, like, my belly, it's starting to feel pretty good.
And that's what you wanted.
Yeah, it's the whole point of it. Okay. Just want to feel slimmer. We start American Idol next week. Got to get in those clothes.
I'm glad you feel happy.
I'm happier. Thank you. That's all we're
trying
to do. I
was worried about you wanting to do keto because you don't need to lose weight.
I do a little bit.
Yeah.
I do.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So whenever I negotiated my last contract here at work, I asked for a parking spot because there's just no parking in the building. And sometimes I have to be up here at all hours of the day. And when I got to park 3 blocks over, I said, well, if I get to ask for things, I'm going to ask for a parking spot. And I have one. I have the best spot. And I have a sign that I think Lunchbox got me the sign.
Yep.
For my birthday a couple years ago. And it sits up there and it says, like, parking for Bobby Bones. We drilled it into the wall. And you've always said, Lunchbox, that if someone parks in that spot,
I'm going to boot them, and then it's going to charge them $50 to get it off.
By the way, he has his own boot, and he charges them himself. That's always been the theory.
Yes.
And so yesterday, you came up.
I came up, and there was someone backed into your spot, and I looked at the car, and I was like, man, I don't remember Bobby driving this white car. Huh. This is definitely not Bobby. So I made a video. I wrote a note and said, you are not Bobby Bones. Respect
this. You made a video?
Oh, yeah. Because I need to have proof that there was someone parking there. I have to make video proof. I can't just be booting people.
Yeah.
I have to show that it's there.
But I don't think you can just boot people anyway.
When you are parked illegally, you can be booted.
But do I legally have rights to that spot?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Contractually, you do.
Okay.
So I wrote them a note letting them know that they are not Bobby Bones and they should not be parked there and that they have to remove the vehicle. I am going to get the boot.
Would you have really booted them?
Yes. So I left the note on the windshield. I went inside, and we have a spare room.
And here's a video.
Yep, here's the audio.
All right.
This is not Bobby Bones' car, and I am parking enforcement, and I take it very serious. Sorry, Bobby. So look, you're not Bobby Bones, so you shouldn't park here. I am going to boot your car. Respect the sign. Thanks. Parking enforcement. enforcement, and that is me. So I'm going to put this here, and then I'm going to go find the boot. If they're not gone by that time, they're getting the boot. This is unacceptable, people. Respect the sign.
Then what happened?
Then I went, came in here, got the boot, got out there. They were driving out of the spot. I don't know if someone saw me put the note there or if they just happened to run in for something real quick, but they were in the spot, but they escaped the boot by the skin. What is it called? The hair on their chin.
The skin of their teeth?
Skin of their teeth. That's what I was going to say. Skin of their chin.
Would you have really put it on the car?
Oh, I was ready. I had the package open. It was ready to go. I was ready to boot. And then I was going to put my phone number and say, call me when you're ready to get it off.
Ah. Do you think you would have done it?
No.
What do you mean? I'm parking enforcement. Try me.
What does that mean, parking enforcement?
Isn't that what they're called, the parking people? Like, if you ever watch Parking Wars, I think they're called...
I've never watched Parking Wars.
Oh, my gosh. You've never... Uh-uh. Parking Wars is so fun. It's like the meter maids. They go around and they write tickets and people yell at them. It is hilarious. They do it on the streets of Philadelphia, and it is greatness.
So this is like your fantasy.
I mean, it's kind of cool to have that power to give, you know, someone... breaks the law, you get to bust them.
Yeah.
Did you? Were they a man or a woman?
I was a man.
Did he look familiar?
No, didn't know him. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe.
Man, poor guy was probably just trying to park here to.
No. Poor man can't read a sign.
Oh.
I mean, wow. He can read, and it's obviously not right. So that was not his spot. He can see the sign. It's clear as day. No one else parks there. Everybody knows. So don't give me that. I mean, they even reversed in. So they pulled in, saw the spot, went.
Amy parks there sometimes.
No, you gave permission.
Yeah.
I have the notes of who's in allowed to and who's not to. Parking enforcement keeps a list. And this person was not on that list because that was a stranger.
Well, I appreciate the effort.
Next time.
Don't get yourself beat up.
Nah, I'm going to get some money is what I'm going to get.
Are you going to split it with me?
You told me you would pay me.
Excuse
$50
me?
A person.
You did?
I did. Ooh, okay.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I said you did?
I think it was 100.
Now that we don't remember.
Yeah, now you don't remember. I think it was 1,000.
I think it would be hilarious if we booted somebody in the parking lot just to see what happens.
We're going
to
get there.
Gosh.
All right.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In Washington, D.C., one person was killed, five were injured in a shooting 2 miles from the White House. The situation is no longer an active shooter situation. In health news, the U.S. e-cigarette or vaping illnesses have topped 500 people. Some states have started to ban e-cigarettes from store shelves. And finally, it's not too late to get tickets to the iHeartRadio Music Fest in Vegas. Just go to iHeart.com/musicfestival.
Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan, number two, why do you do a segment about food?
I just really love food.
She loves it. She loves food. She's like, let me talk about food. So that's why we do this right here.
It's time for Food World, Num Num Num, with Morgan number two.
A company did a study, and they put out a list of things that you should never order from delivery, and that was based on health and restaurant employee confessions.
Oh. Okay, I'm so into this segment already because I have so much food delivered to me.
Maybe I don't want to know because...
Oh, that's a thing, too. Let me get a drum roll. How many are there?
I got about 8 of them.
Okay,
wow.
At number 8 on things not to have delivered to you.
Nachos or crunchy tacos.
Oh, I have nachos delivered to me from the Wild Cow. They're vegan.
Mm.
They're so good.
I don't know that I would think against nachos.
Yeah, why? Because they get soggy?
They get soggy, and then the meat starts to get bad because it's soggy. There's more, like, water and stuff on them.
Wild Cow, vegetarian restaurant.
Okay.
All right, number 7.
Steak.
Oh, I'll get beef sometimes sent to me. Why? What do they say?
Because if it sits out long enough, it can make you really sick. That's one of the... Meat is one of the quick things for food poisoning.
Oh.
Wow. Number 6.
Anything with avocados.
What? As Amy would say.
Yeah, that's on the nachos.
No.
What?
Okay.
And that's obviously because avocados, they turn brown really quickly. You can see them. So those go bad fast too. French fries.
What?
They get cold.
Soggy?
But didn't we eat cold French fries? If I'm ordering them, I understand. Number 4.
Smoothies.
Oh, I get that's what I get sent to me all the time.
They melt?
Smoothies.
Are they still good?
Yes.
Huh.
And if they're not, I'll put them in the freezer for just a little bit. Why? What's up with smoothies?
Yeah, it's because they melt. They're not at their prime when they're delivered.
Okay. Number 2?
Number 2 is meatball subs.
Oh. I'm okay with that one. What else? Not seafood's got to be up there, right?
Yeah, the number 1 is sushi.
Okay. Oh. You know, they won't let you order oysters most places. you can't even order them for takeout.
Raw oysters?
Yeah. You can't take the oysters.
You have to eat them there?
You have to eat them there. Sometimes we'll even, like, you know, do a show, and they have a runner from the venue go, and I'll be like, I'll take the oysters and the shrimp, and they won't let oysters even come back, like, for takeout because of that.
Oh, my friend got so sick off of dollar oysters. But at a really nice restaurant in Austin. Like a really nice one. And it was some happy hour special they were having. And so her and her husband were like, dollar oysters? Heck yeah, let's do this. Y'all, Bobby, you know her. Jill?
Yeah.
This was such a moment. She couldn't eat. Let's just say she could not. She was driving one day. Pharmaceutical
sales. She was bathroom on herself?
She had her kids' lunchbox in the car. I mean, it just was bad. The whole story.
My mind has gone in a weird direction.
She doesn't care if y'all know this, but I'm just saying.
Did she use the bathroom in the lunchbox?
Yes. And then she took the sample to the doctor because she's a farm. She works in sales. Send it to the doctor to see if she was sick, and it was oyster poisoning. So stay away from dollar oysters.
The whole story, this whole segment went to a place I don't like. And that's Food World with Morgan number two.
That was Food World with Morgan number two.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Mike Diaz put together a game called
All About That Bass.
All right, explain the game.
So it's just a bass line from a song, and you have to name the song.
So the bass is the four-string guitar, Amy, the big fat string.
Boom, yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
This could be tough.
This could be really hard.
This could be really hard. This is a Mike D production. Here we go.
A Mike D special.
Special.
All right, let's play All About That Bass. Here we go. Just a bass line from a famous song. The first song is an alternative song. Hit it. It's tough. Is that familiar, Amy?
Yeah.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is it?
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Correct. Yeah. Eddie.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Correct. Yeah. Okay, we'll do a few of these.
Good job, guys.
This is a tough one. All right, number two. I'll give you a hint. This one's from a famous 70s song by someone who's not alive anymore.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Huh.
Alive. 5 seconds. It's tough.
I'm in for the win.
You right? Amy, your answer.
Brick House?
No. Ballpark. But not exactly. Lunchbox.
Monster Mash.
Incorrect. More like the 50s.
Oh.
Eddie.
I'm way off, but that's can't touch this.
It is not. It is, but it isn't. Ray, just play the bass line again. Right?
Can't touch this.
It ends up turning into that, but here you go. She's a very freaky girl.
Very freaky.
The kind you don't take home to mama. Whatever. That's super freak, Rick James.
Rick James.
Oh.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Let's do another one. This is, let's say it's a group, okay? And it's a famous song from the 70s. Hit it. You can kind of hear the guitar in the background.
Yeah, a little bit. So just song title here?
Yeah. Amy, can you name that?
I'm in.
Heck yeah.
What a bass line.
Stop, Eddie. Stop
Hey, listen
there.
To that. Boom.
All right, here we go. Amy.
I'm in for the win.
ABC?
Ooh, incorrect. I'm sorry. Lunchbox.
Jackson 5, ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Eddie.
I think it's I Want You Back.
That's correct. I Want You Back, Jackson 5.
Oh, it's not called ABCs?
No. Okay.
Well, that's another song, Amy.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is I Want You Back.
That was close. I thought 1, 2, 3 was
Hey, Raymond, let's do number 6 on the list here. Let's do this one.
Oh, is this the new one?
Number 6. Yeah, you won't get this one. No one's going to get this one.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so close.
Where's our hint?
Contemporary. Pop. All right. That's it.
Oh, man.
Amy?
Dang it. Is it Taylor Swift?
It is not. Lunchbox.
Fair enough.
Eddie?
I said 24 karat, but I don't know,
you're
I don't
so
know the
close.
Name of
it's
it.
Locked Out of Heaven, Bruno Mars.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, let's do one more, and we'll end it here. It's a tough game, but let's do one more. Let's go with number 7, Raymundo. Okay, it's 80s.
Great bass line.
I'm in.
What's the score? Oh, I have it up here. Eddie's winning 2-1.
Yep. Oh.
Oh, I think I know this one. I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Beat It.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Thriller.
Not correct. Eddie for the win.
I got it. Beat It.
Beat It. There he is.
Yeah.
There's our winner right there, Eddie. Nice work, buddy.
Thank you, Bones.
Nice work, buddy. There he is.
Eddie, that's a hard game.
Yeah, it's hard. We probably won't play that one again, but that was still fun.
Fun.
It was still pretty fun. Winning song. It is a Mike D special. There it is. Thank you very much.
Mike D special.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Lady Antebellum dropped a new song today. It's called Ocean. Here it is.
All right. So much beauty at my feet. All I want to do is swim. But the waves keep crashing in. No, I'm not afraid to drown. Take me out. Take me down.
Go got new Lady A out today.
We've also got some new albums out today. Riley Green's Different Round Here, Zach Brown Band's The Owl, and Ryan Hurd's EP Platonic.
There you go. A lot of new music out today. So much at times that I get lost and forget. And then I'm like, there's nothing new to listen to. And then I go back and listen to Skinny. There's like 9 albums every week.
Mm-hmm.
So jot those down on your phone. All right, what else?
And then our iHeartRadio Music Festival airs this weekend. Tim McGraw, Hootie and the Blowfish, Zach Brown Band, and Kane Brown with Marshmallow all perform. And you can watch it all on CWTV.com at 10, 9 central tonight and tomorrow night.
Yes, which I'm very excited about because I should be, if I know what's up, be introducing Hootie and the Blowfish tonight, which is exciting for me. I never met all the Blowfish, and I'm diehard Hootie and the Blowfish fan from when I was a kid. I know Darius pretty well. I met Mark, the guitar player, but I haven't met Dean or Sony.
You know all their names.
Oh,
great.
Yeah. I once met Sony's brother randomly, and we were talking in a bar, and he was like, Dean's brother, and he was like, hey, yeah, my brother's in a band. I'm like, oh my God, you Dean's brother? He's like, how did you know that? Because you kind of look like him. And he's like, oh, you're a Psycho fan, huh? And I was like, yeah, could be your friend. Yeah, it's the whole thing. All right, iHeartRadio Music Festival. There you go. Morgan number 2, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number 2. That's your Skinny.
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Amy Scott was on vacation in Las Vegas having a good old time, and the day before she's supposed to leave, she leaves her wallet in the back of the cab, but they had paid cash, so she had no idea how to track down the cab driver. So she goes, flies home, it's like, I lost my wallet. A week later, in the mail, her wallet shows up, and there's a note from some girl named Jen McAnally that was there for a bachelorette party, got in the cab after her, found it on the floorboard, and mailed it back to her.
That's legit.
What up?
I'm assuming she used her ID's address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lady, Jen McAnally from Peoria, Arizona, found the ID in the wallet, mailed it back to her and said, here you go, here's your wallet. Found it on the floorboard of the cab.
She probably never thought she would see that again.
Woohoo! That's right.
That's a good one. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Nebraska. A 19-year-old girl was cleaning out her closet, and she saw all the letters from her ex-boyfriend, and she's like, man, I gotta get rid of these. So she put them in a box, took them out to the living room, and lit them on fire, thinking, oh, no big deal. Only problem is then the carpet catches on fire, then the apartment catches on fire.
Can you imagine that one brief moment where she realizes that it's gone too far, where she's going from cleansing herself to going, oh, no, now I can't control this fire. That's probably a pretty helpless feeling.
Yeah.
Remember on Friends when Monica and Rachel and Phoebe burned their letters and pictures of their exes and the fire department had to come?
Yeah.
But then the fire guys ended up being real hot.
I know, and they're like, yay.
I bet you she didn't date a firefighter after this.
She was charged with negligent burning.
Mm. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Ryan Hurd.
Let me hear a little bit of Tua T. This is Ryan's song here. And there he is on the phone too. Ryan, what up, bud?
Hey, man.
Look at this guy. He got a new EP out today called Platonic. I'm playing to a T right now underneath us. Man, you got a Lady Antebellum song at like number 13 on the chart that he wrote.
life seems to be going pretty good.
It's been a cool year, man. I love making music in Nashville, Tennessee, and I've gotten to put out new music under my name and had some people record songs that I wrote. So, man, that's what we always, what I've been working for, and everybody who writes music's been, you know, that's the dream. So it's been a really, really fun year.
We're going to get, Ryan, by the way, Ryan has a record today out called Platonic. And talk about that in a second. But I have such a crush on Ryan, right? Mm-hmm. So I put him on, and he's built like a caveman that also doesn't, extra ab workout even after he's done caving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he goes out and he like kills animals and lifts trees and stuff. But then he decides to get in a little set of abs afterward.
Yeah.
That's what Ryan Hurd looks like. And so Ryan, I've been doing a little bit of this keto diet a little bit. What do you do that?
How does it make you feel?
It makes me, listen, I haven't lost any weight, but it makes me feel trim and great. Have you done it at all?
Okay. I can't do the no carb thing, man. I get angry. So I've had buddies who do it and I think it's a cool, you know, whatever works for you, but if I do like a workout or something and I don't have like a piece of toast before or some carbs like right after, then I'm like an angry dude for the rest of the day. So I can't do the keto thing. I've tried it, but yeah, I've got like guys in my band who do it and they love it.
I feel pretty good. Like I was talking about earlier, like my stomach, like I have the hardest time at losing weight in my stomach. I think for guys, it's like right there in those love handle spots. Where does your weight go? Like to your toe, your big toe? We don't see it.
Oh, my butt.
Oh, okay. Dang, I wish I could see that. Okay, listen.
So, my pant size grew. That's what happened this year. I was like, what? My pants don't fit anymore. What happened here?
What size waist are you, Ryan?
I'm a 34 now for the first time in my entire life. I used to be a 32, 34 length. Now I'm like a straight up 33, 34. So. Who knows?
So is it muscle?
I don't know, man.
It is. Crazy. Don't let him be humble. Like, don't let
it
him
might
be.
It might. It might have been. I had a couple too many Coronas last weekend. Who knows?
Humble. He's being humble. Mm-hmm. Ryan Hurd is on. Platonic is out now. Hey, so what'd you name it Platonic for? I know there's a song called that. Why would you settle on that as a title of the record?
I just thought it was a really cool word. When you write songs in Nashville, like you write all these titles in your phone, and like everybody shows up, it's like, what ideas do you have? And I had that one kicking around my head and didn't really know how to write it, but I was on my bus. We wrote that one on my bus. And it was just very chance. Like, that song itself is, like, there's not a whole lot to it. It's just, it feels amazing. And I love just, like, the idea of telling somebody, like, I can't just be friends with you. And that's what the song is about. Platonic is, like, a friendly relationship, right? And the hook of that song is, there's no way we can be platonic because I'm just into you. So it just reminded me of like when I started, you know, Maren and I started dating and we started out as friends and then all of a sudden it was like, you know what, this isn't going to work. So, yeah, man, I'm really proud of the EP. I'm proud of that song. It's been really fun to put out new music while we're still working to a T. So, yeah, I appreciate you giving it a listen and telling some people about it. That's awesome of you.
Well, I'm going to play a little bit of Platonic while you're on. And I'd like to, before I play a clip of this, dedicate it to Ryan Hurd from me. This is Platonic. Let me hear a little bit of this. Here you go. There it is. Well, man, I'm really happy you got new music out. Like, all seriousness, you know, I'm a big fan of your music and your writing and even you as a person, man. So I'm super pumped for you, and I encourage all of our listeners today, if you're out streaming music, check out Platonic from Ryan Hurd. Good to talk to you, man.
Thank you very much, man. Thanks for supporting my music and being a good friend. It's awesome to get to be on the show today. Thank you. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun Fact Friday.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so did you know the first passengers in a hot air balloon? Do you know who they were? I mean,
should I figure this out? Because like, if it's fun fact, it's got to be somebody famous. Babe
or
Ruth.
Or just something. Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
No.
Who was it?
Okay, so the first flight was in France in 1783, and they were kind of scared at what would happen to people with the altitude, so they sent up a sheep, a duck, and a rooster.
Oh, they sent up animals.
Wow.
That makes sense. You send canaries into mines.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true.
Ah, look at that.
So there you go.
I don't like hot air balloons. I've done that. It's the dumbest thing.
Oh, you have done a hot air balloon?
Yeah.
For like what? Just fun?
Work made me do it once in my early days.
I can see that.
When they're like, we're going to do this crazy promotion.
Bobby's going to drop money from the sky.
You get in a hot air balloon with some listeners and travel and see if you die. I was like, this is a terrible idea.
It was not fun. I mean, you're literally in a basket in the air.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to hold you up there.
Depending on a balloon to save your life.
So stupid. And then you just land wherever they find a spot. I don't like any of that. All right, what else, Amy?
Okay, how do you talk to your dog? Same voice?
Mostly
like...
same voice.
Okay.
I'll be like, yo, bulldog, come on. And his name's Stanley, but I call him bulldog a lot of times. And then sometimes, like early in the morning, I'm like, come on, man, get in the bed. I talk to him like a sleepy person.
Oh, you don't do the thing that most of us do?
Every once in a while, I'll be like, but not most of the time.
Because research shows that dogs actually like the silly, high-pitched voice
well,
that
I
owners
like the silly
use.
High. I wish people do that on me.
to talk to them. And it is. Why do we do that to our dogs?
We do it to babies,
or babies
too.
Babies and dogs. Mm-hmm. We do that. But, hey, they like it, so keep doing it. Don't be ashamed. Do you know how much John Heder got paid to play Napoleon Dynamite originally?
I'm going to assume very little because that was so independent of a movie.
Yeah, I was shocked when I saw this.
Go ahead.
$1,000.
For the whole movie?
Yes, he
really?
Was only paid $1,000 to play Napoleon Dynamite. However, after it became a worldwide success, he renegotiated his contract, got a bigger paycheck. But in the beginning, $1,000.
Yeah, well, you take what you take when you can take it. He's not getting paid much to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand him taking that little money to do it, especially if you want to be an actor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about what I made my first few years in radio combined. $1,000. All right, what else?
Here's a fact that's a good tip. And I've heard this from lots of people. Drinking a cold glass of water in the morning will wake you up faster than a cup of coffee. Like, wake up, get cold water, chug it. Also, an apple will do more than coffee, too.
Unless you're on keto.
Oh, yeah, and you can't have an apple.
And you can't have an apple.
But you can have water.
That's true. They're only water if it's...
What?
You can have all water.
Ray says that he orders some special keto drink from Starbucks.
Keto water?
No, it's like
Redmond?
A coffee.
Yeah, it's just it's a keto version of the mocha. Keto.
Mocha.
Mocha?
Mocha.
Don't make fun of people who pronounce things wrong.
I'm not.
Because that means they read it.
I know. I say things wrong all
you
the
all
time.
You all laugh.
Right.
But everyone knows mocha,
you,
right?
Maybe he just read it. That's why you don't make fun of people who pronounce things wrong.
But I'm also picturing him going to Starbucks and be like, I'll take that keto mocha.
That's a kind of coffee.
Guys, let's not be mean to Ray.
Okay, we're not. Ray, but people want to know because I feel like a lot of people are keto and I think it's cool that you know that Starbucks, it's like a special drink.
Yeah, you just say low carb to anything and then they'll drop out and it'll be keto.
Oh, they take the
all the sugar
croissant out of it,
yeah.
Out of the cup. All right, what else, Amy?
Okay, so moving on. Fun facts are done. Do you care if you go gray? Like, are you worried about your hair going gray? Do you think when it goes gray, are you going to dye it?
If I'm with a girl and it's like my wife, I don't care anymore. I'm still trying to peacock a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I won't dye it now. I get a little bit of my sideburns. I don't dye them. I do cut it off, though, a little bit. But I get a little of my sideburns. I get a little bit of my chin. And I don't love it, but I'm not right now trying. Unless Amy makes fun of me like she did my forehead, I'm okay and not trying to fix it.
Okay. Well, I just thought most of us, according to a survey, don't really care. Like, more than half of people don't mind just going gray. Not going to care. And then... In other age-related news, things that we're looking forward to when it comes to getting older are retiring, having more of a choice how to spend our time, being able to travel, spending more time with family, and not caring what other people think.
Well, that's the big one. You should be able to do that way earlier, but we don't.
I know, we don't. Yeah. That's why that was the main thing that stood out to me is like, oh, I wish we learned
it's
that.
It's like we only get it when it's time to die.
Yeah.
When it's not even, not much use for it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't care what anybody, dead. All right, what else, Amy?
Okay, so according to a survey, I have the top things that parents worry that their kids aren't going to be able to deal with and do in life.
Okay.
And I would say, oh my gosh, I think about this stuff all the time. I don't know if Eddie and Lunchbox have this, but like how to pay bills, how to drive a car, how to deal with stress, how to budget, how to deal with a broken heart, how to change a tire.
Normal adult things.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I worry that they're never going to, like, I picture them 18 and I think they're never going to make it. They're going to live with us till they're 30. Like, this is just going to be bad. Like, how are they going to... They don't even understand money. How are they going to save money? How are they going to pay bills? I don't know. I just... How to be independent. All the things. The one thing that on the list that doesn't really bother me is how to change a tire. Because these days, there's an app for that.
There'll be an app for all that
oh, yeah.
by the time they're adults. But they also are at a bit of a disadvantage because they just moved to America and they have to learn a new culture at the same time.
I know. There's a lot happening there. I think so with mine. That's why I'm a little bit worried. But the number one thing is, yeah, it's stress, which also makes me think you would just want to
You want to raise healthy children that know how to process things and that you're responsible for some of their actions later in life. Like, I don't want them to go do something later in life because of something I did. Like, they end up in jail or therapy and like, well, my mom used to do this. And I'm like, great, like this what? Is my fault. I don't know. But it is a fear. Y'all don't ever fear that your kids might make a bad decision?
Not jail time.
You can't do anything.
In
so
Amy's
I'm
mind,
safe.
They're already serving 10 to 20.
Doing life without parole.
I just don't want to mess up and do anything that causes them to be in juvie or jail. All right, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this girl, Abby, thought she was sending a text to a church friend about bringing dinner to their family because their son, Noah, is in the hospital, only 4 years old. Well, she didn't text her friend from the church. She accidentally sent the text message to some guy named Bill. Well, then she was like, oh, wait, you're not the right person. Sorry, blah, blah, blah. So then Bill's like, whoa, tell me more about this family and this little boy fighting for his life. Like, I want to know what I can do. So then this guy, Bill, who doesn't know them at all, totally got involved, started raising money on Facebook, wow, asking for cards, blood donations, and money to help the family with medical expenses. And totally crazy. And the main thing he wanted people to do was send the boy cards so that when he woke up, he would see himself surrounded in love from their community.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even know him.
But Bill said he's trying to teach his son about helping others, and this seemed like the perfect opportunity to do that. So turned a random text message into something cool.
I get random texts up here all the time,
mm-hmm,
to our station line. We have a text line.
Yeah.
Here's one that just came in. Hey, I'm open for lunch or dinner. If dinner, I know a place on Atlantic in Pompano. Everybody loves it. I don't even know the street. I get random ones all the time up here.
Weird.
There's a great American restaurant in Coral Springs. Large menu, immaculately clean, and the food's outstanding. Your call.
Wow, they use big words.
Your call.
My call. So I'll reply back. Okay, meet you at 2.
Bobby loves clean.
They never show up. All right. All right, Amy, that's a great story. That is a great story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
We should have talked to Thomas Rhett in just a few minutes. Let's go over to Amy with her morning corny first.
The morning corny.
Why was the mermaid wearing seashells?
Because
she grew out of her bee shells.
Pretty funny. How do you get it? Like size C, bra?
Oh, got it.
B. Okay. A, B, C.
Got it.
Do you think it's funny now?
I do now.
Yeah, okay. All right. There we go. We got it. Everybody clapping.
That was the morning corny.
A little risque, but.
I don't think bras are risque. You know?
I'm just saying my normal content doesn't really go there.
Bobby Bones.
My dog is chewing again. Just to give people an
Uh-oh.
Update. I know.
I thought he went to school for that.
He did, and he came back great. He's not staying with them. Just chewing. And so I have been like, no. And I have this thing that you, like a sprayer to get him to stop. And at first it bothers him, and it's like, spray me, I don't care. And now I've done the coins in the water bottle where you shake it.
Yeah.
Doesn't care. At first he all cares about all this stuff. Then he's just immune to it, and it's like, give me more. And then I would like thump his nose. And at first he's like, that's bothersome. And now he likes it. I don't know what to do anymore. I don't want to just hit him.
What is he chewing on mostly?
It's human flesh.
Do you want me to give you some of that nail polish I put on Sashira's thumb?
Put all over my body?
I don't know.
Paint myself from head to toe in it?
It's worked for her.
But I don't know where he's going to eat me.
Yeah, well.
Like any of my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do. These bulldogs are really stubborn. And so I'm working. We're working. He just loves to chew on humans. And shoes a little bit. His whole thing is too, like he'll see a shoe and he won't chew it up. He'll just take it and run and hide it. So he'll see it, grab it. And if you don't see where he goes, you never see the shoe again. Man, that's a little dramatic. You find it eventually. But for a while, it's gone. And
it disappears.
Like, he could walk in any room and take it. He's like, where's the shoe? And he won't last see it. He won't take you to it. You're like, take me to Timmy. Is he in the well? You can't, like, take me to my Jordan. I got a Jordan 1. Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
My dog's been hiding stuff in the couch cushions.
And I thought at first.
Sure, it's not your husband.
No, I swear. I don't know how. It's a skill. She's like, she's mastered it. And I finally figured out it was her. But at first I thought my son had put, I found a muffin like in the bottom of a cushion in the backside. And I thought it was my son that left it there. And I was like, you know, you're not supposed to eat in the living room. And I basically got mad at him. But then I started finding his dog bones and then a tennis ball there. And it's where he's going to hide stuff. And it's him hiding the food there. If he gets a hold of food, he goes and hides it.
I guess
that
would be like digging a hole and putting it in there, huh?
Yeah. He knows that it's like a sweet spot for him. And now I have to go check it for things sometimes. So, I mean, I'm just saying, if I finally found the spot, so maybe you can find the spot where he put your shoe.
Well, no, they're all over.
Oh, okay.
He just runs. Mm. So I'm just trying to stop the chewing and the biting. Because all he has to do is chew one person the wrong way that comes in the house. And they call. And they put the dog down.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to, so nobody comes to my house anymore. I just shut it down.
Oh, cute dog. Don't touch.
Nobody enters the door.
Yeah.
Thomas Rhett's coming up next. You want to talk to him or no?
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to Thomas Rhett. By the way, if you want to go to Facebook and let me know what's up and you can give me some advice on this dog, feel free. I've read every blog, but I still take listener tips. Just go over to the Bobby Bones Show Facebook page.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Thomas Rhett.
All right. He's on right now. Yeah, here he is. I wanted to further acknowledge. Oh, I think he's in drive-thru. Tom's right on drive-thru.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey.
What'd you order?
Well, I know he's super busy, too, and I wanted to have TR on because for me to see this guy get recognized as one of CMT's Artists of the Year, which is that upper echelon, like, we just wanted to put you on the air and clap for you in person here.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Come on.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's such a huge honor, man. Thank you very much.
Where are you right now?
Man, I just got into a car in New York.
What do you do in New York in the morning? Like what'd you do today?
This morning, my daughter was up at 5 o'clock and trying to get her to go back to sleep until at least 7, and then drank some coffee, got into a car, and pretty typical dad morning, I guess.
Oh, I thought you said bad morning.
No, dad morning.
Dad. Hey, you know we had
dad morning.
We had your dad on pretty recently. And
yeah, he's with me in the car right now.
Oh, well, he came in. Let me voice some of his complaints for him. Is that okay? Can I do that?
Yeah.
He said he only gets 15 minutes to perform and that he only gets one merch item to sell at the show.
Dad, you get 17 minutes to perform, don't you? Yeah, he gets 17 minutes. He goes on at 6:58 and he does get one merch item, but he's crushing it out there.
Even though he's your dad, he only gets to sell one T-shirt.
Hey, these are not my decisions to make.
But the fact that he's blood, he can't sell like a necklace or something.
Yeah, we'll give him a necklace and an extra koozie to sell.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if he had voiced that with you, and I wanted to share, because I really like your dad. I thought it was, we had a good time up here. How's Lauren doing?
Yeah, she's good, man. Lauren's up here running around doing some stuff, and. Both of our kids are up here. Our entire families are up here. I'm headlining Madison Square Garden for the first time, so I got everybody up here up for that.
That's a big deal, huh?
Yeah.
Huge deal.
Like,
I'm so pumped.
That's one where you have people come and take pictures, like, all during, right?
Yeah.
So you can have later?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Madison Square Garden today, Albany on the 21st, and then Knoxville,
right.
Louisville, Nashville, and that's pretty cool. Well, dude, I know that you're in New York. We really just wanted to have you on and acknowledge the fact that I was super pumped for you when the CMT Artist of the Year announced their big award for CMT that you were one of them. And
dude, I really appreciate that, man. Thanks for the call and it really means a lot that y'all even said anything about it. So I appreciate it.
And everything's good. Do you need anything from me?
Do you need anything from me?
No, that's not the question. Do you need do you need to go by and water the plants while you're gone? Anything like that?
I would love a Peloton, Bobby. If you could set that up.
He does gift those away. Yes.
You have to do it now.
He didn't ask for like a pair of shoes.
Wow.
He asked for a bike.
Do you want the bike or the treadmill?
I want the bike would be good. I just, you're investing in my health.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
That's true, because if he stays healthy and he continues to make great music, and then I play it and he comes up and ratings continue to go up, then we both win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
And then you got some new competition. Y'all can now ride against each other because Bobby.
Yeah, then
loves...
we can ride against each other.
Yeah,
that was my goal.
All right, let me see what I can do. Mm-hmm. All right, there he is. Hey, one of the CMT artists. Here, clap your hands for our buddy. There he is, Thomas Rhett. He's in New York playing Madison Square Garden tonight. And all right, we'll let you get back to the drive and the ride, and tell everybody we said hello. And we'll talk to you soon, bud.
Will do, man. Thank y'all very much. Have
all
a good day.
There he is, Thomas Rhett. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Sergeant Jeff Turney of the Glendale, Arizona Police Department recently responded to a call. The call was from Howard Benson. He's 94 years old. He was moving to an assisted living facility in Fort Myers, Florida, and thought he could drive his vehicle and a full trailer of stuff across the country on his own. Again, he's 94.
Wow.
Trying to drive all the stuff across the country. His kids, who all live out of town, call police, hoping they could talk him out of it. They're like, please talk our 94-year-old dad into trying to do this. So he gets there, the sergeant Jeff does, and realized there was no stopping this guy from going. 94, had his mind made up, he was going to go. He said, hey, what if I just go with you? And so this police officer drove with them most of the way, 2,000 miles, and drove him there.
It's like, I would have a hard time riding passenger, but...
He drove him.
Okay, good.
Almost all of it.
Yeah.
He used vacation time to make the long trip during the four-day journey.
Oh, wow. I thought work maybe was like, okay, this is part of your duty as a... Wow, he used vacation time?
He learned all about the 94-year-old guy's life, his service in the Navy during World War II, and his anxiety about moving into assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
They made it. They became friends. And the older gentleman says, I can't thank that guy enough.
That's cool.
That's pretty great, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Check. Bobby Bones
Show. Over to Logan in Nashville. Logan, what's up, bud?
Morning, Bobby. Morning, studio.
Oh, morning.
Morning.
I thought you were a dude.
No, I'm a girl. That happens a lot.
Apologies. All right, what's going on?
No problem. I just need you to be the morality judge for a second. So I have a coworker who has been burning this candle at work. When she first got it, I realized it really gave me a headache when it was burning. And so I asked her, I was like, hey, can we get a different candle? Because this just really gives me a headache. And she said, no, everyone else likes it. So I've sucked it up for about the last 3 months. And finally yesterday, when the candle wasn't burning and it was getting low, I noticed it sitting really close to the edge of her desk. And so I just kind of accidentally, in quotes, bumped into her desk, and the candle fell and is now broken and can no longer be burned. And I was just wondering if you think that I should replace the candle, or if I've suffered long enough and the candle should just go into the trash.
Well, I would like to say, first of all, that two wrongs never make a right. You know, and if your head is hurting and she doesn't pull that candle, that's not the kindest move by her. I think if someone came to me, Amy, if you came to me and said, hey, your deodorant, it's really like making my allergies work in a way that aren't good, I would be like, okay, I will change for you because we're in close proximity. But if I didn't, you couldn't do anything about it.
Right.
Logan, that's a bit... I understand, but it's a bit childish to knock off a candle.
It was almost gone. It maybe had one more day to burn.
And even though you had a conversation with her, right?
3 months
right.
ago.
Yeah, and she didn't pull it. I think that's just something that if she's not breaking a rule, it's just something you have to deal with. What if she has a perfume on that is making your eyes water or you don't like the smell of it? You can't go up and just start washing her. Or push her in a tub of water.
That's fair.
And I think that, yeah, I don't like it. I like you. I think you're probably a nice person because it's weighing on you. You called Mr. Morality, me. Yeah. And she wanted to know. I'm not on your side. I like you, Logan. I'm not on your side. I can't be here because I think you can't go breaking other people's stuff because you vigilante justice is not real justice. You just vigilanted for everyone.
Well, everyone else liked it.
Probably not. Well, probably not.
Right.
This is what I would suggest, Logan.
Okay.
Does she know it's you that pushed it off the table?
No.
Amy, what do you think? Because she's got to go and replace the candle.
Yeah, but
she may not be able to find one.
Right. Replace it with a scent that doesn't give you a headache.
This is what I would do if it were me in this situation, because I also mess up sometimes and go, I wish I wouldn't have done that. In my life, I'm trying to learn to respond, not react. Because reaction is immediate, and sometimes your reaction isn't good. You just decide to do something, and that's a reaction. A response is something sometimes you can gather, make responsible decisions. Sometimes when you react, it's not positive, and you got to fix that. So my response would be to this, is when she's not in the office, you go get her like three really nice candles that don't mess with your nose or make you sick, and you don't have to say it's you. And put them at her desk and put a little note on it and say, hey, sorry, I knocked this off your desk from anonymous. but here's three awesome candles. I'm really sorry about that. And then you just live your life. If she gets another candle, you can't knock it off again, but you have to over-replace the candles that you broke. How do you feel about that, Amy?
That's solid. I think, and then she'll feel better about what she did because she knows that she
but it's not. It doesn't matter. She didn't do anything wrong.
I know, but I feel like that will help her feel better. And I think, I like your advice about responding, not reacting, because, man, I'm a reactor.
We all are reactors. We are built to react. Mm-hmm. It's when we learn to respond that we actually grow, and that's currency for us.
Right.
Once you gather your emotions, you're money, man. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Okay, that's what I say, Logan. Can you do that? Buy three really nice candles, leave an anonymous note. I'm sorry that your candle was broken. I've replaced them. Three candles on me. Thank you. Can you do that?
I can absolutely do that.
Okay, call us back and respond and let us know how it goes, okay?
Will do.
All right, there she is, Logan, everyone. All right, rock and roll. Bobby
Bones. Yeah. All right, Raymond, how's this game go?
Well, the game's called Spoken Word and Songs Game. I have a list of songs that have spoken words before the lyrics start.
Okay, give me an example.
All right, here you go.
Turn it up. Okay, turn it up. We just hear the turn it up part before it starts.
Yeah.
Which right there, that would be Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home. They're not singing it. They're speaking the word.
They're speaking it. Okay. So you're going to play a clip for us or are you going to say it?
I can say it or I can play the clip. Up to you.
Anyway,
I guess it depends on if the clip's going to give away too much because sometimes the talking's way before.
But you don't know what the songs are, right? Because Amy invented this game.
Okay.
Okay.
It's an Amy production.
Okay, stop it. Amy special?
Whatever y'all say.
With playing it, you guys should be able to get it. If I read it, there's no way in heck you're going to get it.
Yeah, that's probably funny. True.
What, you want to do read it or no? Hey, give us one. We'll do a read it, and if it's too hard, we won't come back to it. Read it.
Hey, keep your chin up.
Hey,
got it.
Keep your chin up.
I got it.
I don't know the name of that song, though.
Hey.
Wait, I thought I had it.
Say it again, Ray.
I got it.
I know the band.
Hey, keep your chin up.
Got it.
You got it, Bones?
Yeah.
So do I think.
How about this? Do you want to get 2 points if you get it spoken?
Love it.
Oh, wow. That's good.
But once you're in, if you're in, you can't play.
So you're in
with
the spoken.
Yeah, I'm in with spoken.
Okay.
Are we making this game too hard?
No.
Like for people to carry along with?
I don't think so.
I'm in right now. Let's just do it spoken. Hey, okay. Keep your chin up.
No clips?
No clips.
Okay. I might have the wrong song.
Hey, keep your chin up.
I don't think it goes like that.
How did you think it goes? That's it. You sing it to me how you think it goes.
I'm in for the win.
I'm already in.
All right, here we go.
I think it goes, hey, keep your chin up. I think it goes like that.
I got to do the exact melody and
No, but I think that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's Old Dominion. No such thing as a broken heart.
Oh, dang.
You want to play it? That first, play just the clip.
Keep your chin up. Keep
the
chin up.
Yeah. Amy, what'd you
That's
put?
That's good. I had Bob Marley, Don't Worry, Don't Cry, or something.
Not good even one. A song.
I was like, hey.
Don't Worry, Don't Cry, not a song. not a thing. Lunchbox?
Yeah, I went with Singles You Up because she was sad, but no, it didn't work out.
Eddie?
I wrote Break Up With Him.
That's the one I was thinking.
That's what I thought it was. It was awesome.
On the second one, we'll do a clip.
Okay.
Give us a second one. Go ahead.
Hey, girl. Oh, now.
There you go. The talking part of the song. I got it.
Hey, girl.
I'm in for the win.
Oh.
Wrong.
I got
right
in.
Now.
You good?
I'm in.
All right. We good? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Time's up. I have Country Girl Shake It For Me. Luke Bryan. Amy.
Country Girl Shake It For Me.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
My Kind of Party.
Ooh. Eddie.
My Kind of Night.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Eddie missed one. Country Girl Shake
It For Me. Girl. I'm struggling.
Are we? Am I winning?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's
2-1.
New?
All right. Hey, Raymundo, spoken only here on this one?
All right. All right. Make you want to dance, don't it, baby?
Wow, he said baby, so no.
What song?
All right.
I have all of these. I just don't know what song.
Make you want to dance, don't it, baby? All right. All right. Make you want to dance, don't it, baby? Is it like baby or baby?
Right, do it again. Try to do it like the song.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, make you want to dance, don't it, baby?
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay.
You have it?
Yeah. Ray did it. Now we Ray know. Did it right into it. Yeah, like I know who the artist
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
I know,
because Ray did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Nailed the artist, Ray. Good job. I'm in.
I think I have this one wrong.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
You good, Amy?
Mm-hmm.
You go first.
Cruz?
Mm-mm.
It's Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, I think it's not Cruz, and I'm not 100. I think it's Sundays. Yeah. Lunchbox?
I got Florida Georgia Line. Holy!
Eddie?
Cruz.
Mm.
Dang it.
Play the, all right, make him one dance part. Good.
Man, Eddie, you're on my level.
All right, let's do one more. Dearly beloved, I'm in. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator... Oh, sorry. I'm in on that one.
What?
I don't know the title. This is a good game, by the way.
You like it?
I'm just not good at it right now.
I'm in.
Good. Okay. Go again. Everybody good?
I'm in for the win.
It's Amy, go ahead.
Purple Rain?
Right artist, wrong song. Lunchbox?
Flash Dance.
Mm-mm. Eddie?
Dr. Strangelove?
Mm-mm. I have Let's Go Crazy.
I've never heard that song in my life.
Yeah, you said
Prince. Let's get nuts. Slip for
the purple banana. Did it put us in the truck? One more with just a word spoken, Ray.
This is what a woman wants. You might have to hear it.
No. Oh. No, no, no. We got it. I got it. I think.
I have four. By the way, I have. How good is this game, Eddie, when you have zero?
I love it.
You and Lunchbox have zero.
I'm just
Eddie
not
has
good
one.
At it.
I have four.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, Eddie's on my level. I like this.
Stop saying that.
No, you're on my level.
No, I'm not.
0-0. What was the word again?
This is what a woman wants.
This is what a woman wants.
You got it, Bones? Yes, you're thinking. I have it.
Oh, man.
Not 100% sure, but I got something.
What a woman wants.
It's what a woman wants. I'm in for the win.
Do I not have it?
Amy, you got this?
Yeah.
I have an answer down, but is this too on the nose? This is what a woman wants. That's why, because she's saying kind of like that. I can hear it.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what a woman wants.
It's exactly how she says it.
Oh, it's a girl? I better change my answer.
I mean, he says it like that.
That doesn't matter. I already said I'm in. I'm not changing.
Toby says it like that.
It's what a woman wants.
Yeah, baby, what a woman wants. Okay, Amy, what do you have?
Man, I feel like a
That's
woman.
That's what I have. I thought that was not it, though, because you guys were... Eddie, what do you have?
Man, I feel like a woman.
Okay.
You're on the board.
I have Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Is that it?
Yeah. I don't know. Is that it?
Well, it's Any Man of Mine.
Oh, we missed
we're
it.
Wrong.
That's
we're wrong.
I thought
by
I was
way,
wrong.
My guess is T-shirt by Thomas Rhett.
Damn, we all missed it. You guys got cocky.
We did.
Yeah. Well,
Any Man of Mine. What a woman wants.
Dang. We knew it was Shania. We just what a woman wants. Well, okay, nice work. Amy with the idea, Mike with putting it together, Ray with hosting it. That's
and
how
you for winning.
And me for winning. Yeah. Thank you very much. Play my winning song. There it is. Play it for me, Ray, my winning song. There you go. There he is. He's searching for any clip to hit right now because I don't have one. The first song you see, Ray, just hit a clip on the button bar. See what happens.
Oh, that's perfect for you, bud.
How about this one right here? How about this one? Why men great till they gotta be great?
Tell it straight to my face.
Best
so
friends you. Okay, there he goes. Thank dum, you guys.
Dum dum dum
dum dum
dum
dum dum me. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Let's go over and talk to Valerie in Indiana. Hey, Valerie.
Yes, sir. Hi, guys.
What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, I just called in to kind of say hello to y'all and tell you how much I really enjoy the show.
Oh.
So I listen. I used to live in by Wichita, Kansas, and we could listen to you guys every morning.
Not
you were my morning show. Then we moved a couple of years ago back to Indiana, and the only way I can listen to y'all is through iHeartRadio. So every day I have on my iHeartRadio in my headphones at work, And I listened to the replay until I listened to, I usually listen to it twice. So I listened to like everything you guys just, I know, because I like it so much. And my coworkers think I'm crazy because they can't hear the show, but I'm just sitting at my desk cracking up.
We love it. Come on. Come on. We love that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can I make a suggestion? Because I'm so grateful. I'm so appreciative that you listen on iHeartRadio, which, by the way, if you want to listen to the show live, you can listen to the iHeart Country channel. Like, live, that's what you should listen to, iHeart Country. Or after the show, you can find the podcast on iHeartRadio. But I guess if, instead of listening twice, because listen, I can only take so much of me, even then. Amy has a great podcast called Four Things with Amy Brown. I have a podcast called The Bobbycast, where I talk with a lot of country artists, and we talk about music and entertainment. The guys have a podcast called The Sore Losers. So just something else to check out. Okay, you don't have to listen twice. You can listen to, you know, one of our side shows. How did that sound?
That sounds fantastic, because by the afternoon, I have to find something else to listen to.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
There you go. Problem solved.
That's it. It's all there for you. Well, thank you very much for listening.
I listen to it twice, because if I miss anything, because people come and go in the office all day long, I'm like, oh, I got to make sure that I have the Morning Corny, and I have to make sure that I have the Tell Me Something Good. Mm. When the song comes on for Tell Me Something, the jingle, I'm singing it at my desk, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're so good. But that's okay. I like it.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you so much. All right, have a great
so thank
day.
Thank you guys for making my morning every day.
And hope your weekend is great, and thank you so much. We shall go now. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being our friend. Thank you for life. Thanks for letting us pay our mortgage by coming on and telling dopey stories about ourselves and pop culture and country music. Amy, what's going on with you this weekend?
I am going to be hanging out with my dad. I won't be in Vegas with y'all, but hanging out with him, which is where I need to be.
In Vegas? In Vegas we are, says Yoda.
Yes.
In Vegas we are. Our iHeartRadio Music Festival is happening tonight and tomorrow night. Tune in if you'd like to and watch live on the CW app and CWTV.com. So starting at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, both nights. Backstreet Boys tonight. Hootie and the Blowfish tonight. Tim McGraw tonight. So much more. Thank you. Going to get to work over here doing that, and we'll see you. That'll be good. Thank you very much, and goodbye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.